And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. School resource officers from across Michigan are in Saginaw Township this week for the inaugural session of a new tactical response training program focused on school safety. The three-day School Resource Officer Tactical Assailant Response, or STAR, course is being held at Heritage High School through a partnership between the Saginaw Township Police Department and the National Association of School Resource Officers. Developed with the High Threat Training Group, the program is designed to prepare officers assigned to schools to respond quickly and effectively to active threats on school campuses. The training includes tactical response techniques, scenario-based exercises, decision-making under pressure, de-escalation strategies, and instruction on the appropriate use of force in rapidly evolving situations. According to NASRO, the course emphasizes solo officer response, recognizing that school resource officers are often the first law enforcement personnel on scene during a critical incident. A Port Huron woman has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to multiple felony charges involving child abuse, criminal sexual conduct, and child sexual exploitation. 30-year-old Kelly Marie Burson was sentenced Monday in St. Clair County Circuit Court. Under a plea agreement, she admitted to first-degree child abuse, aggravated child sexually abusive activity, second-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a child under 13, and distributing child sexually abusive material. A charge of using a computer to commit a crime was dismissed as part of the agreement. The court sentenced Burson to prison terms ranging from 56 months to 25 years, with all sentences to be served at the same time. Her longest concurrent sentence is 11 to 25 years. She has also received credit for 172 days already served and was ordered to have no contact with the victim. Michigan State Police say the case began after investigators traced the online distribution of child sexually abusive material back to Burson. Evidence gathered during the investigation led to her arrest. The investigation was conducted by the Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit and the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. And in a vote of 2-5, Huron County Commissioners rejected a pay increase for one department during Tuesday's county meeting. During the meeting, a review of position and wages in the clerk's office suggested a pay increase for three positions in the clerk's office retroactive to January 1st of this year. While discussing the proposed increase, Commissioner John Hunt said he has received several complaints about issues with the clerk's office not providing service, responding in a timely fashion, and mistakes being made. According to Hunt, he has been told several municipalities in Huron County who need answers would rather turn to the clerks in Tuscola and Sanilac counties. Clerk Lori Neal denied the accusations, and that was the first that she says she had heard about the issues with her office. Hunt stressed more training and better customer service is badly needed, and Commissioner Kurt Geiger agreed giving raises were not warranted when there were so many issues with the office and complaints. Some of the issues with that department includes wrong wording on ballots, payroll mistakes, and reimbursements owed not being made. In May, errors in payroll resulted in four Huron County Sheriff Sergeants being overpaid that had to be corrected. Issues with two municipalities not receiving payments for the last national election are also still unresolved. We'll be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary. All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.